from its classic Western setting to its strong emphasis on family values and honest portrayals of human relationships, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman delivered entertainment for audiences of every age. 20 million viewers tuned in to watch the two-hour pilot on New Year's Day 1993. They liked what they saw. As a result, the series that followed garnered a large viewing audience. But it was considered a surprise hit at the time because there was nothing else like it on television. She was the beautiful and independent woman transplanted from the East. He was the rugged individualist mountain man who lived on the frontier. Together, they ignited one of the most passionate romances in the history of television. Even as early as the pilot episode, it was clear that these two people who had nothing in common were destined to be together. Both Dr. Mike and Sully fell in love with the dream that they could overcome their differences. But they had to face reality checks along the way.
Thank you.
Fate had brought them together. And their romance would become the signature of the Dr. Quinn series.
I think that the romance in Dr. Quinn was just, it's magical. It really is. I think what the audience liked so much was that they were such opposites. Here's this woman who's been brought up in a city, knows nothing about, you know, being out in the wild at all, is completely inept, but, you know, has read every book there is to know and is, you know, full of information and, you know, facts and intellectually, you know, very superior to him.
He was, a well-educated man. So she taught him, and so there was this give and take and up and back, and before you knew it, they were developing more and more feelings towards one another. This guy shows up and realizes, hey, she's a pretty nice-looking woman. And he felt something for her as he started falling in love with her and trying to adapt to her lifestyle. Would start cleaning himself up, and then on her birthday, you see him in a suit and he actually shaved.
There was this will they, won't they, will they, won't they, you know, this passion, because the passion really comes before they ever get together.
You know, you don't want to tease people too long, the audience that is, and bring people together, then pull them back and bring them together.
When they've ultimately got together, I think people loved it because they could see a man and a woman really being equals. Not equals because, you know, they made the same amount of money or they were as physically strong as one another or as important as one another or whatever, anything like that. It was two people who were really working together with everything they had to give.